You're listening to another episode of Mim Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Mary, Queen of Scots, directed by Josie Rourke.
So, Mary, Queen of Scots, starring Saoirse Ronan as Mary and Margot Robbie as Queen Elizabeth. And it's basically the sort of the untold story, in a way, of Mary, Queen of Scots, who's a sort of famous figure in history, but there's not too much known about her, I think.
Not too many movies.
Yeah.
A lot of books.
There is like an older version of a Mary Queen of Scots movie, which I haven't seen. So this was sort of a first, I think, for both of us, learn a bit about this character. Mm. So after her husband, who's the King of France, dies, Mary returns to Scotland to take her place from her brother, who's been sort of holding the throne for her. And essentially the film's sort of portrays a rivalry between her and Elizabeth, because Mary does have a claim on the English throne, and if Mary ever has a child, which Elizabeth famously never produced an heir, that child would then become heir to England and Scotland. So it's all about this rivalry between them. But yeah, two great central performances from the lead actresses, and a lot of kind of political intrigue behind the scenes, and it shows you their decision-making process and why they did the things they did, and what facts are acting on them. To a large extent, their courts, they're largely male courts and advisors who are telling them, like, we have to do this or that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You see, like, the sacrifices both of them have to make in their kind of personal and private lives because they are queens, and, you know, how isolating that can be for them.
Yeah.
And at some points, you know, they're just writing between each other, because they're the only people that understand each other, and they see themselves as sisters and things like that, even though they're not sisters and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of film, it was like the comparison between the two of them, both being queens in a very male-dominated world, both being in that kind of unique position where you're pretty much the highest authority in that in these lands. And Guy Pearce was good as Elizabeth's advisor, and he's sort of the guy who's sort of steering her different directions, and then Mary also sort of surrounded, and also great David Tennant as John Knox, who's sort of like the thorn in the side of Mary's government.
Yeah, well, there's a Protestant Catholic thing as well at that time in the UK where the Mary being a Catholic was seen as a huge issue, particularly for David Tennant's character.
Yeah, because he's obviously the Protestant, and sort of led the Reformation in Scotland, and is like seen, you know, like the Protestant Catholic divide is a big thing in Scotland and has been in Scotland and Ireland for a long time. So obviously, depending which side of the divide you're on, you have a very different opinion of John Knox and Mary. But yeah, it was good. The one thing like I felt missing from the film was it didn't really have there was a lot going on, but it never, like, found its focus of what was, like, the driving sort of confrontation between them. Like, I felt like Elizabeth and Mary didn't really have that conflict between them. It was more the people around them.
Hmm.
And I felt like because it was introduced in, like, Protestant Catholics or the sort of male-female divide, it had, a lot of dynamics going on, so you were never quite sure, like, who you were rooting for, like, or what it was getting at.
I feel like it's really sympathetic towards Mary.
She's definitely shown as like a very good person, like very liberal.
But also like Saoirse Ronan's performance is amazing in it. Like she's really mesmeric. Like whenever she's on screen, she's really, you know, you can't not be interested in what's going on.
But in terms of like the filmmaking, like costumes, like you say acting, the cinematography and some of the landscapes, I think a lot was shot on location in Scotland. So, yeah, the landscapes, the look of it is amazing.
Mm. What I liked about it was, like, I thought the score was really good. It really kept it going along. You know, when they had, like, those big shots of, like, the hills and stuff and the armies riding around them, you know, that really kind of brought it home. I thought that worked really well. The visuals I loved and the kind of the different aspects of the duality of the characters and the courts and stuff like that, and the seeing like all the stuff going on behind with the politicking by her advisors and the guy who was sworn to protect her, and the betrayals of various people, be it in their own family or sacrificing their friends and the ones they love for the sake of being the queen or leading the country.
Yeah.
I found that really interesting.
It reminded me of the Cate Blanchett Elizabeth films, Elizabeth and Elizabeth the Golden Age. It's very much like that. Like, a lot of it takes place in the court, and it's about the interpersonal relationships. Mm. Like, there's one battle scene in it, but, like, for the most part, it's about, like, the ideas and the conflict of the ideas or personalities in some cases.
Yeah, like the small spaces that they're in and the interactions with the characters, you know, it does make it feel very, like, Shakespearean, or has that kind of theatre quality to it. And I think, like, the director comes from that background, and I feel like the movie does have a lot of that feeling to it. But I don't see that as a negative, because I feel like it was more about those kind of performances and those kind of spaces, like we're talking about.
Yeah, another thing, it kind of tried to fit a lot into the movie, and I feel like the latter half of her life was a little rushed. Like, they skipped over a lot towards the end. It's kind of jumped from, jumped to the end of her story, missing out quite a lot of important things.
I feel like to begin with, it was a bit hard to flesh out who everybody was and what their leanings were. But after about half an hour, I feel like I got where everybody was. And although you didn't know, you know, who was going to betray her and things like that, but you got to know the characters. And after that, I feel like it kind of found its purpose. And I really enjoyed it. I would see it again. I thought it was quite good. I thought the performances were good. It looked good visually. And it was a well-constructed movie. Maybe not entirely historically accurate with some of the meetings and stuff like that. Mm. But I feel like it worked quite well. So I really liked it.
No, I think, like, it was an enjoyable film. Like, I did enjoy it. And like you say, it was well made. I just feel like if they'd have pared back the characters a little bit and had more of a sort of focus of what story they wanted to tell, it felt like they were kind of searching for a story. But it's, like, a really good... If you're into sort of the historical epics, it's definitely worth a watch. So that's our review of Mary, Queen of Scots. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back again soon with more reviews.